Hello, welcome to Sprucecast. I'm Divine Dominion and my voice brings to you words and thoughts that can refresh, refire, and reposition you. It's been a while I've been here. It's been a while I released anything on Sprucecast. I'd like to know, how have you been? How has life been going? How have you been handling life? What have you been up to? I really do wish I could just hear every one of you who would be listening to me tell what we've all been doing with our times. But for me, I've been holding up fine. Been away for a month or so now, but I'm happy to be back here. So I thought to come to you this weekend. Would usually say, thank God it's Friday. Yeah. So I thought to just share a few things with you. And this time is concerning the weekend. Fridays are the ideal days when a lot of us get to give the sound of relief that the long week of work has finally come to an end. And I think that's how come we use the word TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. So we have a Saturday, have a Sunday where we don't get to sit around and work first, wake up on time, try to catch up with work, you know. But I'd like to ask you something today. Thank God it's Friday. It's another weekend. What is it about your weekend? Is there really something different about your weekend? Or are you just one of the others who do not go to work on Saturday, who do not get to work on Sunday, but the day is just there? Are you even one of those who bring back leftover works from the week? I want you to be sincere. What's the difference between your Monday to Friday and your Friday to Sunday? Because I don't get the point if you join us to shout, thank God it's Friday, thank God it's a new weekend, no work tomorrow. And there's nothing, you know, to remember about Friday evening, Saturday and Sunday. Well, whichever way, whether you've been having a different Friday to Sunday before now, or you haven't, I'm here to suggest a few things you can do with your Friday to Sunday so that you can quickly always remember when next Friday comes. So it doesn't just continue to be weekends as usual. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and mention a few things and then I'll shout my thank God this Friday and disappear. Okay, first let me ask, when was the last time you had a good sleep? When was the last time you slept pretty good number of hours without jacking up because an alarm clock is ringing and it's time to get up and be ready for the day's work? When was the last time? Because, you know, some of us, our workload, our weekly schedule, we allow it to follow us into the weekend. So the same time you wake up on Monday is the same time you wake up on Saturday, the same time you wake up on Sunday. That's fine. That's beautiful. That's good. It shows you're a workaholic. That's okay. But I want to suggest to you this weekend, how about a pretty long sleep? It doesn't have to be 15 hours. No, I'm not saying sleep of your life this weekend. I'm saying try go to bed earlier than usual and then attempt to wake up later than usual. Okay, you'd ask me, why should I do that? Well, nothing. It's a weekend, hello. It's a weekend. So I like you to have a different weekend this week. Just try sleep more than you do on the normal. You take me later, I promise. One other thing you can do this weekend to have a different Friday to Sunday is to eat well-planned meals. When was the last time you ate good food? When was the last time you ate well-prepared food? Homemade food. When was the last time this week? Hasn't it been junk, quick food, food you stored in the fridge? I don't know. But I think that you can take this Friday to Sunday and intentionally eat well-planned food. I don't know what that can be for you, okay, but whatever it is, what's the food you like to eat? Yeah, you can fix that up this weekend and eat that food. Let the quick food, let the fast food, let the junks take a break this weekend, please. Just try and eat well-planned food, okay? I want to say so many more things, suggest so many more things you can do, but I want you to go try these two. And if by next weekend I get feedbacks from you that you try this too, then I think I can suggest more to you. What's the point suggesting many things to you and you don't do them? Okay, so just go with this too, and I hope you do have a pleasant weekend. If you send me feedbacks, let's talk again next week Friday. Bye-bye.